Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We are at Tashema. We started the sugi yesterday of Maya Nechel Shtei Mayanos. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank you very much for the sponsorship. So again, we started the sugi yesterday whether Maya Nechel Shtei Mayanos, that when a woman gives birth, so we know for the first week after Zachar, 2 weeks after Nekeva, she's Tameya, and then any dam that comes after that for the next 33 days after Zachar, six days after Nekeva, is Dam Tohar. The question is, why is that Dam Tohar? Is it the same blood that you would normally see when she's Temeya? It's just that the Torah was Koveya, that now it's not going to make her Temeya? Or is it Shtei Mayanos, that it comes from a separate place inside the body, which sounds very, very much like a Machlokas and Metzius, and this is something the Acharim struggle with. We try not to have a Machlokas and Metzius, but it sounds a lot like a Machlokas and Metzius, whether it's Mayanech or Shtei Mayanos. We saw one Raya yesterday, and now the Gemara is going to have five more rayas, whether it's Mayanech or Shtei Mayanos. That's going to take us through the entirety of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. And then on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, we're going to have a Mishnah about Dam Kishui during Yemei Ziva and Yemei Nida, meaning if a woman has Dam as she is experiencing labor pains, does that make her a Nida if she's during times of the month that she's eligible to be a Nida? Does that make her a Zava if she's during times of the month that are eligible to make her a Zava? Or do we say that no, labor dam is different than regular dam? So we're going to distinguish between Nida and Ziva in that regard, and then we're going to define more precisely what it means to be Yoledes Bezov. We've already come across this concept that a woman can already be a Zava Gedola and then become a Yoledes, give birth as a Zava Gedola. Then she's going to require not only the 7 days for a boy or the 14 days for a girl, but on top of that Shiva Nikiim. And then the Gemara is going to discuss where we know this halacha that the Mishnah is going to tell us about, that Dam Koshi is not mitami b'yimei ziva, that if a woman has blood while experiencing labor pains, even though she's during the Yemei Ziva, she's in middle of the days where she's eligible to be a Zava, that Dam will not make her a Zava. Dam Koshi is not going to be able to make her a Zava. So that is what's on tap for today. So let's begin Tashma. We're holding on Daf Lamed Hayam Beis. Tashma, about the first one line is Ubeis Hillel Savri, and then we're at Tashma, about the fifth word on that line, about eight lines before the end of the page. So says Mar Tashma, we'll bring a Raya to Rav from the Seifa of the Mishnah, and it's again, there's a Raya against Levi. Umodim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree in the Mishnah, Bioledis Bezov, that if a woman gives birth while she is already a Zava, she metame lach v'yavish, that the dam is going to be metame, both if it's moist and if it's dry. So Salkadaitin, Hachanami depaska. So we're assuming that this is talking about a case that after her Yemei Tumah, after the birth, she stopped seeing Dam, and then she started seeing Dam again. Well, Bishlom al-Rav, I understand very well, according to Rav, Damar Mayan Echadhu, who says that all the blood comes from the same place, Mishum Hachi Mitame Lach V'Yavish. That's why the Dam is Mitame Lach V'Yavish, because the Dam is coming from a Tame place, and the Torah is never Metaher this until she has Shivanakim. She didn't have Shivanakim, so all of that Dam, that the Torah is sometimes Mitame and sometimes Metaher, at this point, the Torah is still going to be metameyit. Ela Levi damar shnei mayanosin. But according to Levi, that after 2 weeks of giving birth to in the keva, all of a sudden, all the blood is coming from a different source, and it's coming from a tahar source. Am I metamei lach v'yavish? Why would that dam still be metamei lach v'yavish? I know she didn't count shiva nekiim, but what does it have to do with where the blood is coming from? If the blood is all coming from a tahar source, I don't care that she didn't follow all the halachic protocols in order to become tahora herself, but the dam is coming from a tahar source, so the dam should be tahar. So Amalach, so Levi would respond to you, Hachanami b'shafas. Now this is talking about a case where the dam continuously comes, it never stops. So during the Yemei Tumah it started, and it continues to bleed into the Yemei Tara. And in that case we assume that it's still coming from that Mayan Tameh, that Mayan Tameh was never closed, that faucet was never closed in order to open up the other faucet of the Mayan Tahar. And that's why we assume that she's Tameh. If it's shafas, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that it's metame lach v'yavesh. Of course, it's metame lach v'yavesh. It's dam tame. So says Gemara the Beishame Yisrich. The chiddush is according to Beishame. The Rav gav the kam Beishame mayin echad hu, that even Beishame, even though Beishame holds that it's all one mayin, ubi yomi tali rachmana, and nevertheless the Torah makes it tali in the number of days and not in tevila, and therefore a regular yoledes that's shofa'as from the yemei tuma to the yemei tara, her dam is going to be tahar, even though she didn't go to the mikvah, according to Beishamai. Yeah, but hani milu b'yoledes is greatest. That's only if she's just a regular yoledes, the shlima luhu yomi, where at least after 14 days, it's over. She finished her yemei tuma. Aval yoledes b'zov d'bay sfira? Lo. But yoledes b'zov, who also on top of those 14 days is going to require shiva nikiyim, well then it's not going to be good enough to have passed the 14 days. The dam is still going to be tame because she hasn't done her shiva nikiyim. So the whole chiddush is only within the shitas beis shammai. So Tashma says Gemara, let's bring another raya for Rav. The Torah tells us dosa titma, that when a woman gives birth to a zachar, she's tame shiva yamim, just like kiyamei nidas dosa titma, that she's tame just like the yamei nida. Now it didn't need to say, it could have just said kiyamei nida. So what's the actual dosa? So the Rabbi says boala. That comes to tell me that if someone is boel yoledes, he becomes tame just like someone who was boel anida. So dosa titma, the Rabbi halelos. Not only that, it also teaches us that she's tamea at night as well, because one might have thought it says shivas yamim that she's tame. So I might have thought only during the daytime she's tame, but every night she can go to the mikveh and be tahar for that night, and then she'll just become tame again the next day. So it tells us no, the Rabbi halelos. She's tame at night as well after giving birth. And dosa titma, the Rabbi halelos b'zov shetayshev shiva yam nikiyim. That it also tells us that if she was a zava gedola when she gave birth, on top of the yamei tuma, she's also going to require shiva nikiyim. The Rishonim are bothered by the kasha. There's only one extra word in the pasuk, so we just made three different drashas from one extra word in the pasuk about a boel yoledas and about leilos and about a zava. So in the Tosos Chachmei Anglia, they write that the word dosa is extra, and we learn from it l'rabos yoledas. And agav yoledes, the Brisa tells us other dinim that we don't really need the pasuk to tell us. Meaning those other dinim, other than than a boel yoledes, other than that, those aren't really required. We don't really need a drasha for them. We would have figured those out anyway. The Aruch Lenero, however, says a little differently. He says the four words kimei nidas tosa titma are all extra. So we can learn from kimei nida is l'rabos leilos, because by nida it says yamim, and from tihya we dash from tihya to be marba leilos. From dosa we're marba yoledes bezov. From titma we're marba boala. So because we dash in it from a lashon of titame acherim. Titma doesn't mean she's tame, but it's titame, that she's able to be metame other people. However, the problem is that Rashi clearly doesn't say that way. Rashi says dosa titma are the only extra words, so to make four extra words in the pasuk and therefore open it up for all these drashos, that's difficult to say. So it's something the Rishonim and Acharonim struggle with. But bottom line is, we do have these drashos. So it says Gemara Bishlam al Rav, da Amar Mayan Echadu, according to Rav, that all the dam tame and the dam tar comes from the same source. Mishamachi by Shiva Yam Nakiyim. I understand why Yoledes Bezov requires Shiva Nakiyim, because the dam itself is coming from the same Mayan. It's coming from a Mayan Tame, and it's up to the Torah to be Metairit. It's not a Metzius that's Metairit. It's the Torah that's Metairit. So the Torah is only going to be Metair once you count Shiva Nakiyim. El Levi Damar Shnei Mayanosein. But according to Levi, that they come from two totally different sources. Lomeli Shiva B'Mashu Sagi. You shouldn't need Shiva Nakiyim. As soon as you have 1 second where the tame faucet closes, so then you should assume that everything after that is nucky from dam tame, because whatever comes after that is coming from a different source, and therefore should not ruin her shiva nikiyim. So you shouldn't need 7 clean days. You should need 1 clean second where you see that the tame faucet is closed, and then whatever dam comes after that is only a dam tower anyway. So hachi kamar tzricha shetivsok mashu sheyalu lo the shiva nikiyim. Says Mary Nachnami. That's exactly what it means to say that she's just got to stop for a mashu in order that it should count toward the shiva nikiyim. Tashma says, well, we'll bring another raya to Rav. The sheet of Rav Yossi is that a woman who is pregnant or nursing that doesn't see dam for 3 months, and then she sees dam for the first time in over 3 months of not seeing dam, is only going to be metame mikana labas. She's not going to be metame lemafreya. So whatever truma she touched an hour ago is not going to be tame, because we assume she was misalakas dam. She was at a point where she wasn't seeing dam anymore. So we can count the tuma only from the moment she found the dam and on, not going backwards. So tashma, Yimei Ibura Olim La Yimei Minukusa. Her pregnancy days count toward her nursing days. Yimei Minukusa Olim La Yimei Ibura. Meaning the Mashlim Zezet. Let's say she had 1 month of not seeing dam while she was pregnant. Her ninth month of pregnancy, she didn't see dam. And then the first 2 months of nursing, she also didn't see dam. Or she had the last month of nursing, she didn't see dam. Then she got pregnant again. And the first 2 months of the next pregnancy, she didn't see dam. So that all combines. As long as she has 3 months in a row between Yimei Ibura and Yimei Minikusa, she's considered Musulekes Damim. And the next time she bleeds, she's only going to be Daya Shaita. She's only going to be Metame Mikanulaba. So Ketzad, how does this work out? Hivsika Shtayim Bimei Ibura. For the last 2 months of pregnancy, she stops seeing dam. Va'achas b'mei minikusa. In the times of the Gemara, the assumption was that it wasn't so unusual to see dam during pregnancy. Certainly not unusual at all to see dam during the first 3 months of pregnancy, was the assumption. Ramesha points out it's nishtana teva, that doesn't seem to be the teva anymore. But that was the assumption. But in the later parts of pregnancy, obviously much less common, but it wasn't as uncommon as we would expect today. So anyway, so let's say you have this woman, she was seeing dam the first 7 months of pregnancy, but the last 2 months, months 8 and 9, she wasn't seeing dam, and then va'achas b'mei minukusa, and then the first month that she was nursing after giving birth, she also doesn't see dam. Shtayim b'mei minukusa, or the last 2 months of nursing, she doesn't see dam, and then va'achas b'mei ibura, then the first month of the next pregnancy, she doesn't see dam. Or achas u'mechse b'mei ibura, v'achas u'mechse b'mei minukusa, or 1.5 months during her pregnancy, 1.5 months during her nursing, that all counts for 3 onos of not seeing dam. So bishlam l'rav damar mayin echad hu, according to Rav, that all of the dam tamei, the dam tar comes from the same source, mishum hachi bai hafsik. That's why she needs, after giving birth, to stop seeing dam in order to hafsik sholosh onos. She needs to stop seeing dam for 3 onos in order for us to be sure that she's mesulakas damim. Elul levi damar mishnei mayanosein, but shnei mayanosein, but levi who holds that the dam comes from two different sources. Lamali hefsek shalosh anos b'mashu usagi. Why should the Yoledes have to stop seeing dam for 3 months? She should just have to stop seeing dam for a mashu of time, and then whatever dam she sees after that during the Yemei Tohar isn't going to count anyway. That's not real dam. That's dam Tohar, according to Levi. So says Mar Hachikamer. Yeah, that's what it means. Tzricha shetivsok mashu. She has to stop seeing dam for a little bit. In order that the Yemei Tara will count toward the Shalosh Anos, even though she is actually seeing dam during the Yemei Tara, but that's from a different place in her body. That doesn't count as real dam that's going to be metameir. So Tashma says, we'll bring a raya, this time a raya to Levi against Rav. Going back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where we had a machlokas tanaim, when a woman sees dam, whether she's only tamei dayashaita, only mishasri yasa from the time that she saw dam, or we choshesh that no, maybe she's already been tamei since 24 hours ago, since for the last day, and any taros that she touched over the last day are tamei. So we said v'shavin, everyone agrees beroa achar dam tohar, that a yoledes that sees dam after the days of dam tohar are over, meaning after the 80 days of giving birth to a nekeva, let's say shadaya shaita, that for sure she's not going to be tamei lemafreya, she's only going to be metamei. So it sounds like even if it's many days after the dam tohar, so bishlam Levi, I understand very well according to Levi, damer shnei mayanosein mishumachi dayashaita, that they come from two different sources. That's why she's only going to be tamei from the time that she sees and on, because she's already mesulakas damim. She's had so long long where she hasn't seen any dam from her Mayan Tame. And that, this is the first time that she's seeing dam as a Meinekes. So that's why it's going to be Dayashaita. El Rav Dam Ramayan Echadu, Amay Dayashaita. But according to Rav, that all the dam comes from the same place, why should she be Dayashaita? She was bleeding throughout the Yemei Tohar, and all of that dam is coming from the same place that this dam is coming from. How can you call that a Mesulakas dam? That same spot in the body that's producing is still has been producing dam the whole time. Titame Meis Leis, we should say that she's Tame 24 hours, the Mafreya, says Mar Delaka Shuhus. Now the case we must be talking about is that it hasn't been 24 hours since the Yemei Tohar are over. So you can't be Matame or Meis Leis, meaning it's day 81, but it's only like 10 hours into the day. So wait, you can go back 24 hours and be Matame? No, any dam that she could have seen yesterday would automatically be Dam Tohar, wouldn't be Tame anyway. So you can't go back 24 hours. Says Mar, you're right. Okay, but if it's Tame Mipkidu Pekida. So don't go back 24 hours. Go back to the last Bedika. We're 10 hours into day 81, but last time she checked was 6 hours ago. So at least for the last 6 hours, make it be that, allow it to be that she's Tame. Says Mar, keeping the Meis Leis, Mipkidu Pekida, Nami Lo Goz Rabbanan. Now the Rabbanan only goes in Mipkidu Pekida when there's also Meis Leis, meaning if she didn't do any Bedikas in the last 24 hours, we go back as far as 24 hours. If she did in the last any Bedikas in the last 24 hours, we go back to that last Bedika. That's the system. If it's only going to be about Bedikos and there is no Me'es Le'es, there is no 24-hour possibility, well then we're not Gozer Tumah L'Mafreya at all. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of Tumah L'Mafreya is only a Din Midrabanan. On a Daraisa level, there's no reason to assume that she's Tameh prior to finding the Dam, so the Rabbanan we're only Gozer when we can implement the entire system of Me'es Le'es Me'etas Le'edem Mefkidu Lefkidu Mefkidu Lefkidu Me'etas Le'edem Me'es Le'es. If we can't implement that entire system, then we do away with Tumah L'Mafreya. Tashma says Gemara another raya, two rav from what it says in the Brisa. Yoledes Bezov. The Brisa talks about a woman who gives birth while she is a zava. She suffer v'lo tavlin. She counts her shivanikim, but did not go to the mikveh after counting the shivanikim. V'ra asa, and then she sees dam on during the dam tohar days. Holchu beishamai l'shitasan ubeisil l'shitasan. So beishamai and beisil are each true to form. Beishamai holds that the dam is metamik lach, but not yavesh, meaning minat Torah that dam is not tameh at all. And Beis Hillel holds that the dam is tameh midoraisa, both lach and yavesh, because they hold that a yoledes that's not toveles. That's Beis Hillel sheet. Remember, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about what happens if a yoledes has her Yemei Tumah finish, but she didn't go to the mikvah. So Beis Hillel says, so then everything is still tameh just the way it was. She's tameh lach, all the blood is tameh lach, the yavesh. She didn't go to the mikvah. Whereas Beis Shammai will say, no, at this point, it's already the Yemei Tumah over, so it's so the dam is not going to be tameh anymore. The same is true by Yoledes Bezov. So says Mar Bishlam, Rav Damar Mayan Echad, who I understand according to Rav's understanding of Beis Hillel, that it all comes from one source, Mishum Hachim Tameh Lach V'Yavesh. That's why Beis Hillel holds it's going to be tameh on a Daraisa level, because the Torah is not, if you hold Mayan Echad, it means that the Tara of the blood during Yemei Tohar is totally up to Halacha. It has nothing to do with Metzius. So if the Torah says you're Tahar, then the Dam is going to be Tahar. Well, until she goes to the mikvah, the Torah is never going to say she's Tahar, and Mimela, the Torah is not going to say the Dam is Tahar. El Levi Dam Shnei Mayanosein, but according to Levi, that it's an issue of Metzius, that the Dam is not coming from the same place anymore. That's a physical reality. That has nothing to do with Halacha determining Tomentara. That has to do with where it's coming from. Well, that Amay Metami Lach V'Yavesh, why would that Dam, during days that are already set to be Yemei Tohar, why would that Dam be Tamei Minat Torah? It's coming from a different faucet. It's coming from a different place inside the woman. So Amalach Levi, so Levi says, no, Anada Amri Ketana Deshavin. I assume, like the Tana of the Brisa that we mentioned before, that says that everyone agrees that when she's Roa after Dam Tohar, that she's only Mitamei Dayashaita, and she's not Mitamei Mafreya. And I assume that Brisa is talking about where we could have gone back 24 hours, and nevertheless, we're not Mitameh her because it's Shnei Mayanos. Meaning, I'm assuming that Brisa is telling us that there are Shnei Mayanos. So, in Achinami, there could be other Brisas that say otherwise. V'ibayisema, or we could be Miyashiv Levi, otherwise, that B'shofa'as. That the Brisa is talking about a case where she's Shofa'as Dam, she's continuing to gush blood from the Yemei Tumah into the Yemei Tara, so then we assume that the Mayan Tame was never closed off. So the dam that she sees is Metame Lach V'Yavish. Frankly, Gemara, how could you say Shofas? V'Safra Katani. It says that she counted Shiva Nekiim. She can't be bleeding straight if she's counting Shiva Nekiim. So it says, no. Hachi V'Ledetz Nekeva B'Zavas Kinen. We're talking about she gave birth to Nekeva while she was a Zava. D'Shavua Kama Paska. Shua Basra Lo Paska. She counted Shiva Nekiim the first week after childbirth. And then the second week after childbirth, while she was still B'Yemei Tumma, she bled, and she bled straight from then into the third week. So it says, and V'Kasav, we must be assuming Yemei Ledasa Shein Raben L'Sviras Zivasa, that you can count Shiva Nekiim during the Yemei Tumas Leda. Meaning we've been assuming until now that if a woman gives birth to a Nekeva as a Zava Gadola, so the first 2 weeks she is Tamei from being a Yoledes, and then the next week she needs Shiva Nekiim. So we're assuming now, no, it doesn't have to be the next week. At any point during that 3 week period, she needs to have Shiva Nekiim, but it could even be during the first week. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav? Do we paskin like Levi? Do we paskin that it's Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayanos? So Amalei Ravina the Ravashi, Amalan Rav Shaman Misichra. Rav Shaman Misichra told me that Ikla Marzutra La Asrin, Marzutra came to our town, Vidarash, and he started teaching Hilchasa Kavase de Rav Luchumra, Vihilchasa Kavase de Levi Luchumra. That we paskin like Rav in situations where Rav is the more machmir one, meaning if she's Shofa'as from the Yemei Tara until after the Yemei Tara, from day 40 to day 41 of a Zachar, day 80 to day 81 of a Nekeva. So according to Rav, the Dam is going to be Tameh. Because according to Rav, it all depends on what the Halacha says. It's not coming from a different source. It's all the Halacha that determines what the Dam is. So now that, even though it's coming from the same source that it was coming from during the Yemei Tawar, but the Halacha says Yemei Tawar are over. Now she's Tameh. So that's a Chumrah. And he'll say the Levi L'Chumrah, we pass on like Levi L'Chumrah, that's if she's Shofa'as from day 7 into day 8 for a Zachar, or day 14 into day 15 for a Nekeva, where according to Levi, as long as it's still coming from that same Mayan, she's still going to be Tamei, even though now she's no longer in Yemei Tara, because according to Levi, Dam Tara is a physical reality that it comes from a different place. Well, it's not coming from a different place, she's being Shofa'as. So that's why we go like Levi L'Chumrah as well. The Tosos and Tosai Arash all ask the question, this is against what the Gemara says in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin tells us that you're not allowed to keep two chumras that are sosar each other. That the pasuk in Kohelet says "Vaksil b'choshech holich," that a fool walks in the darkness. That's referring to a person who keeps two chumras that are contradictory to each other. These are two chumras that are contradictory to each other. You can't assume going from day 7 into day 8 that's all mayan echad, right? But going from day 40 into 41, that's really shtei mayanos, or the other way around. Meaning you can't assume a contradictory metzius. So how come we're allowed to paskin l'chumra in both directions? So the Rishonim point out that you're not allowed to assume a contradictory psak l'chumra when you know what the halacha is, and you're just accepting upon yourself an extra chumra, so that you're not allowed to do. But if you're not sure what the halacha is, so you're just trying to be machmir for both deos, that you are allowed to do. And that's what was behind this psak, that he wasn't sure whether we paskin like Rav or Levi. Rav Ashi Amr Hilchsa Kavasei D'Rav Bein L'Kul L'Bein L'Chumra. Darish Mareimer Hilchsa Kavasei D'Rav Bein L'Kul L'Bein L'Chumra. Rav Ashi and Mareimer both taught halachas like Rav Bein L'Kul L'Bein L'Chumra, and therefore Hilchsa Kavasei D'Rav Bein L'Kul L'Bein L'Chumra. The Gemara tells us we pass in Bein L'Kul L'Bein L'Chumra. So if she's Shofa'as from the Yemei Tumah into the Yemei Tara, Rav is Mekil, that it's Mayan Echad, and the Torah is Metaherit. And if she's Shofa'as from the Yemei Tara to the Yemei Tumah, so then she's going to be Tamei, because the Torah is Metamei such dam. Because it's all Mayan Echad, and it's all dependent on the Halacha. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hamakasha Nida. Let's say a woman is experiencing birthing pains, and dam starts to come out before the birth, and it's during the Yemei Nida, during the days of the month, that she's eligible to be a Nida. Remember, the system is, a woman becomes a Nida, so for the next 7 days, she's Tamei Nida, and then she can go to the mikvah the following night, on night 8, and then for the next 11 days, day 8 through 18, if she bleeds at any time then, she won't become a Nida, she'll become a Zava. If she bleeds for 1 day during that time period, she goes to the mikvah the next day, and she's fine. 2 days, she goes to the mikveh the next day, she's fine. If she bleeds for 3 straight days, she becomes a zava gadol, requires shiva nikiyim. And then once that's over, the next time she bleeds after that, once all those days are over, we'll restart her nida cycle. So let's say a woman is mekasha nida. She's during the nida eligible days, and she bleeds as she's experiencing labor pains. Halacha is she becomes a nida. But if she's mekasha and she sees dam during the Yemei Ziva, she was going to be Tahar Minatora, because we assume that that dam comes as a result of the Vlad, and specifically when it comes to Ziva, she's only Tame as a Zava if the dam comes purely because of Ziva and not because of external sources, not based on what she ate, not based on any activities that she did, nor based on Leda. Anything that's an external cause of the dam is not going to be Metame or Beziva. But Benida, even if it happens Ba'ones, if a woman does something that brings about her nida. If there's a whole section of Shulchan Aruch about this. If a woman does kfitzos, every time she does cartwheels, she becomes a nida or something. Every time she flies on a plane, she becomes a nida. She is tamei nida, meaning that really counts as nida. That's another difference between nida and ziva. So shosh yom betoch ha-charaser yom, let's say a woman is experiencing labor pains for 3 consecutive days during the 11 Zava eligible days, Vishavsa Meisleis, and then the pain stops for 24 hours, Viyolda, and only after 24 hours of a break from the pain, she gives birth. Harezu Yoledes Bezov, she's considered to be a Yoledes Bezov, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, meaning we assume that those 3 days where she saw Dam, even as she was experiencing pains, those were not really birthing pains, because for 24 hours, there was a 24-hour window between that and when she actually gave birth. So we don't associate that dam with those pains to the actual childbirth. We say that's separate, that's ziva. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says in order to be yoledes bezov, it's not enough that she has a 24-hour break in the middle, but rather laila v'yom kilei l'shabbos v'yomo. It's not 24 hours meis la'eis. It has to be a full calendar day that she stops experiencing any pains. Sheshavsa minatzar v'lo minadam, that she stops having the pain even though she didn't stop seeing dam, even though she bled straight the entire time. But if she stops feeling the pain for a full calendar day, then we can disassociate the Re'iyas Dam from the Leda. We could say the Re'iyas Dam made her a Zava, the Leda made her a Yoledes, and therefore she is both the Yoledes and a Zava. She's what we call the Yoledes Bizov. Kami Hikishuya, how many days prior to the Leda are we willing to say that the Dam that she's seeing associated with this pain is going to be associated with the Leda and not just a regular Zava? I mean, let's say like 3 months in advance, she's already bleeding. So we're going to say, and then 3 months later, she gives birth after just having a horrible last 3 months of pregnancy where she's bleeding and in pain the whole time. You're still going to say she's not a Zava? Oh, all that was just the Yoledes because she didn't have a full calendar day where it stopped in between. So how much in advance? Rameir Omer, Afilu Arboim L'Chamishim Yom. 40 or 50 days it can go where we're still going to say that this dam is not Zava, this dam is just a result of the Leda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Daya Chadasha. Not only during the 9th month itself. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Kisho Yosef Mishtei Shabbosos. Now, it can never go more than 2 weeks. If she's been bleeding for more than 2 weeks, I don't care if it's been one constant pain the entire time, whatever happened more than 2 weeks before the Leda is a separate cheshbon. That will make her a Zava, and that's separate from the Leda. So the first line in the Mishnah said that Hamakasha Nida, that if a woman is experiencing labor pains, she's automatically a Nida. What? Adu kala makasha nidi? Is anyone who's having labor pains and sees dam is automatically a nida? What if she has labor pains and sees dam during the Yemei Ziva? Samarav nida liyoma. The Mishnah is talking about where it is during the Yemei Ziva. And midal raisa she not tame at all, because the Torah tells us that dam koshi doesn't affect Ziva at all. And the Mishnah is telling us hamaksha nida, that hamaksha and sees dam during the Yemei Ziva, midrabbanan, we treat her like a nida for 1 day, which means she's not allowed to have tashmish on that day that she saw dam, but that night she can go to the mikvah and she's muteres right away. That's all it means. Which means we don't really treat her like a nida. A nida is tamei for 7 days. But we're saying we give her the status of a nida for 1 day as a din d'rabbanan. Ushmol Amar, and Shmuel assumes chayshinan Shemetishpe, that were choshesh that maybe the next day she'll stop experiencing the pains, and it will turn out that the dam that she saw was not dam koshi, was really dam ziva. So therefore she can't have tashmish that night. It's a risk of an iser kares. So Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Makasha in a klub. Rabbi Yitzchak says someone who was experiencing labor pains and sees dam during the meziva is not usra at all, and she could have tashmish even during that day. I have a ketani amaksha nida, but this, doesn't the Mishnah say that we treat it like a nida? Amarava bimei nida nida bimei ziva tahora. No, all our Mishnah means to say is if she sees dam while experiencing labor pains during the imei nida, she becomes a real nida. But if it's during the imei ziva, nothing. She's absolutely tahora. It doesn't do anything to her. I have a tanya, but doesn't the Brisa and a riot? Rabbi Yitzchak, this is what time is benichusa. A riot that Rabbi Yitzchak is correct. Hamaksha bimei nida nida bimei ziva tahora. Ketzad. How does this play out? Kashta yomechad v'shavsa shayim. If a woman had labor pains for one day and then no pains for 2 days, osha kashta shayim v'shavsa yomechad, or pains for 2 days and then no pain for 1 day, osha shavsa v'kashta v'chaz v'kashta. So she went one and one. But bottom line is, the last day before giving birth, she didn't have any pain. Harezi yoled is bezov. Then all the bleeding she did before that last day is ziva. It's separate from the leda, and therefore she's both the yoledis and a zava. Avol shavsa yomechad v'kashta shayim. But if she had no pain for the first day and then pain for the next 2 days, or 2 days of no pain and then pain for 1 day, or she had one and one, but the last day was the day of pain, then we associate all that bleeding that she's been doing with the Leda, and therefore she never became a Zava. If she was experiencing pain right up until the Leda, then we know that that's called that she's not a Zava, that it's all Yoledes. But if she was not experiencing pain right up until the Leda, then we separate the Ziva from the Yoledes. So she is both a Yoledes and a Zava. Chanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kol Shechal Kishuya B'Shlishi Shela. If she had Kishuya on the third day for one moment at the beginning of the day, Afilu Kol Yom Kulo B'Shofi, even if she stopped from experiencing pain the whole rest of the day, and then she stops on the Lel Ravi'i, so Ein Zu Yoledes, meaning she went 24 hours without having pain, Ein Zu Yoledes Bezov. The dam that she sees, the dam koshi that she saw, the dam that she saw we assume is dam koshi, and it's not metameir, because she was experiencing koshi at the beginning of day 3, so she's not going to be considered Yoledes Bezov unless she doesn't have pain for the entire day 3. Klal Shaldavar Lasuyemai. What's the Brisa telling me when it says the klal that it depends on whether it was koshi or shofi samach luleida? Says Mar Lasuyeh de Chananya. It's coming to tell us against Chananya, to tell me that if she was shofes may ace la ace right before giving birth, even if she had koshi on day 3 at the very beginning of day 3. But if she went 24 hours of shofi prior to giving birth, that she's going to be a yoledes bezov, that the leida is therefore sufficiently separated from the dam that she saw. The dam that she saw makes her a zava, the leida makes her a yoledes, and she is therefore a yoledes bezov. So says Mar Minani Mili. We're assuming that dam koshi is not metame a woman be meziva, that when a woman experiences labor pains and bleeding during the meziva, that will not make her a zava. How do we know that? Ditan Rabbanon, because the Brisa darshins dama. Dama machmas atzva v'lo machmas vlad. That dam ziva is only when the dam is a result of her own natural body, but not a result of anything else that's happening besides for the body just doing its thing. Sa'atomer machmas vlad, o'enu al machmas ones. Yeah, but maybe I should use dama to tell me that she doesn't become a zava if she ate the wrong things, if she did some unusual activity. How do I know that it means that even if she's a yoledes, that it's going to take away the zava status? So k'shomer v'isha ki yazuv zov dama harei onos. We already know the din of onus from another pasuk. Dama is therefore extra to teach me that v'lo machmas vlad. Umari so the taras of vlad tame ba onus. How do I know to be memayit from the word dama ba machmas vlad, and to be marbe from the word zov, dam that comes as a result of onus? It wasn't that we already know. We have a drasha that goes the other way about Re'iya Machmas Ones. When she sees Machmas Ones, that tells us that she's Tame, that she's still going to be considered a Zava. So I have one pasuk that tells me when the body is, when there's an external cause, to her seeing Dam, she's Tame. Another pasuk tells me that when there's an external cause, she's Tar. How do I know which external cause should make her Tame and which one should make her Tar? Should I say Ones is what makes her Tame and Yaledes Leda does not? Or should I flip it? How do I know? So Metara Nibavad, she is Tara Achrav. Metame Nibones, she ain't Tara Achrav. More Mistaver to me, Metaher, the case of Yaledes, because they're going to be Yemei Tohar after Yaledes. So we see that there's extra Tara associated with the Yaledes, as opposed to an Ones, where there is no Yemei. Especially you made tohar after an ones. Adrabe matara ani baones shekin ones bezav tohar. Maybe I should be matara baones because by a male zav, if he sees because of something he ate or something like that, he's tar. Hash to be a beisha kaiminon vaones beisha lo ashkan. No, but there's no such rule by a female, right? So I said it wrong before. Meaning when a woman sees because of what she ate, because of she going on a plane, because she was doing backflips or whatever. If it's a woman zava, she's still going to be tame as a zava. All the ones, it's only by a man. When it's machmas ones, then he's not going to be tamei. But a woman will be tamei when it's machmas ones. V'iba yaseima, or another possibility, ma'idaytech laturi baones latumi b'vad en l'chaones gadol mizeh. It doesn't make any sense to be metaher baones and be metamei by a vlad, because a vlad is just an extreme example of an ones. Okay, but Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow.